Folks, I have phenomenal news. What is that news, you might ask? Well, we touched on it a little bit the other day. Overwhelming Commissar Stansel victory. As we all know, Greg Bovino, a.k.a. the 5-foot-tall butch lesbian, a.k.a. the guy who dresses like a Eastern Front Wehrmacht officer, has been removed from his post and will no longer be directing Border Patrol operations in the fine city of Minneapolis. All of, yes, the triumph of Will Stansel, you know? He held Leningrad. Seriously, it's a big deal. The fine people of Minnesota have held on. I wasn't even meaning for this one to be Stansel posting. It's just like this was the top comment underneath. Multiple federal sources confirmed to Fox News that Border Patrol agent Greg Bovino and some but not all Border Patrol agents will be leaving the state of Minnesota immediately. I only clicked at it for this. I didn't know that Emperor Stansel would be the top. He really has been everywhere, by the way. You want to see Will Stansel? Here he is on the front page of the New Republic. That's him. At least I think it is. That looks just like him. Pretty sure that's him. Who is this guy? An annoying libshit poster who rose above his station to achieve glory greater than, the likes of which the rest of us have ever achieved, you know? It's infinite grace and tolerance considering the circumstances, you know? As far as I'm concerned, you could be an obnoxious libshit poster your entire life if you single-handedly defeat, what was it, Einsatzgruppenführer Greg Bovino. Gregory Bovino on the icy streets of Minneapolis. If you triumph there, oh, many lives were lost. Two we talked about, but Will Stansel had to personally execute many thousands of Twin City residents for breaking in the face of danger and fleeing the front lines. But you need a commissar. Yes, you do. He won the duel. He's been bathing in their blood. Can you believe this guy's 40? Like the one white guy. He's aging better than I will. Keep the fire in your heart, you know? 40? Yeah, well, over 40. Older than Stephen Miller? Yeah, older than Stephen Miller. Older than Mamdani? Well, Mamdani looks good, so it's not as pointed of a comparison there. It's a hate post from a Nazi account, but POV, you're Stansel.
They're shooting at me. They are shooting at me. Bunch of thugs! Oh, you stupid thugs! What are you doing? Hey, arrest these guys! They're coming for us! They're coming for us! What are you doing? You killed someone, not us! You killed someone! Oh, who gives a crap? I got a gas mask!
You know what someone said on Twitter that I think is completely correct? He speaks with the earnest, unpretentious sincerity of, like, a World War II soldier. Doesn't he? He sounds like a real American. Hey, what are you doing? What, you can't do that here? What do you mean? You use the criminals! Use the criminals! Not us! You! You know? Yeah, like, yeah, exactly, a Saving Private Ryan background character. He doesn't have any of that, like, guarded, insincere, like, cynical, oh, I'm on camera, I have to be cool, you know, bullshit that you would get if, like, any Twitter personality, including me, by the way, were in a situation. He's just, like, earnestly, indignantly outraged. It's phenomenal. It's a real human being. He's the only one of us who's real.
They're shooting at me. They are shooting at me.
There's no cringe.
Oh,
earnestness is
doing?
Not cringe.
Hey, arrest these guys! They're coming for us! They're coming for us! What are you doing? You killed someone, not us! You killed someone! Oh, who gives a crap? I got a gas mask! I don't care! What are you doing? What are you doing?
Jeez Louise. He's so f-based. He really is. Will Stansel along with this guy specifically.
Well, I've been here all four nights. I'm just standing here today with soup for my family. And we're just, you know, watching all of this unfold. It's very unfortunate.
You're not planning on using that, are you, throwing it at the police?
Like I said, it's for my family. Well, I've been here all four nights. I'm just standing here today with soup for my family.
It's a beautiful country. I love Soup for My Family Guy. Oh yeah, 100%. Well, anyway, Stansel posting aside, as delightful as it is, seriously, the tide is turning rapidly in Minneapolis. It seems that the administration understands that they have overcommitted to this. So for one, Donald Trump is not Donald Trump was shielded from as much information as possible, but now that the containment has broken, he is contradicting the language of the administration. Trump wants an honest investigation into very sad killing of Minneapolis protester. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that Trump is, you know, saying ICE is a terrorist org or whatever, but like Trump has not maintained this wall that the admin has tried to put up. Immediate statements by Miller and by, Miller, Vance, contradicted by the president. And by the way, Miller and Vance have been pretty quiet the past 24 hours, you know? Like, they're very obviously trying to shield Trump from this. But Trump cares about being popular more than anything else. And it's really, 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 really difficult to avoid the conclusion, from his perspective, that this shit is not making him popular. Hence, the removal of Greg Bovino, the little Nazi freak, who has been dramatically mishandling shit over there in Minneapolis, you know? Tom Homan, who's now going into sub for him, is, also a Hitlerite freak, but perhaps less Hitlerite. It's difficult to be as or more Hitlerite than Greg Bovino, the guy who just dresses like a Nazi, right? Like, it's a low bar, but it is what it is, right? I saw this article this morning, which I thought well served that point. In 2022, Bovino was sued for discrimination for blocking qualified Black and Latino agents from senior jobs. Huh, under the Biden administration. Interesting how he stuck around. In emails with the man Bovino picked for a senior role, the man compared him to a Confederate general. Bovino replied, telling him to delete. Interesting. Congratulations to Greg Bovino's new office. Yeah, precisely. He was too embarrassing for the administration. How'd they not get rid of the guy? Greg Bovino's been with the Border Patrol for decades, man. He was tolerated by... Jesus, wasn't he tolerated by Clinton too? He's been around for a while. It's almost as though these guys didn't all decide to become bad under Trump, you know? So is Homan? Yes, Homan was appointed under Obama. You see the shit he was saying on Twitter yesterday? Funny you mentioned that. So severe has the DHS's crackdown on Bovino been, they've restricted his access to his social media accounts. He posted on Twitter like a little Nazi freak. Like he didn't do like the measured distance thing or whatever. Like he's very much in it. Bovino would use one X account, CMDROP at large CA, to post multiple times a day, trolling his critics, sharing mugshots of immigrants he arrested, and publicizing his own appearances at press conferences and other cable news. Over the weekend, Bovino had scrapped with lawmakers and others online, responding to their post on X about the shooting of ICU nurse Alex Preddy. In several recent posts to social media, Bovino had accused Preddy of assaulting law enforcement officers before he was killed, a claim not supported by the video. If they're restricting his social media access, this is an act of, and I mean it, genuine terror and desperation for the administration. Nothing that this administration wants less than to signal to their people that there are limits. The idea that, oh, you can't actually cut loose. If you overstep your boundaries, you're going to be restricted by us, is a line that they have not wanted to touch. They despise this. For one, they hate the fact that it signals weakness. For two, the idea of doing some kind of big day of the rope, you know, infinite violence against everyone, that's what they want. You know, like that's the if there were limits to this, they wouldn't be in favor of it. They want mass death. You know, there's not they don't believe in like a moderate accomplishment of their goals. And for three, it signals that the time might be up. If Greg Bovino is getting axed for this, what about all the people who supported Greg Bovino? What about Stephen Miller? Stephen Miller is getting increasingly isolated in the administration because, for one, he's always kind of been on his own to an extent as a hardline white nationalist. But also, he's the one directing the most unpopular elements of the presidency. J.D. Vance isn't necessarily, because for the most part, he just tweets. And, Marco Rubio, for the most part, I think Americans kind of leveled out in the Venezuela bit. We'll see once we invade Cuba. But Miller is a cockroach, yeah, and he has the reputation of one. The most interesting thing is that Trump held a two-hour meeting today that excluded Miller. That is interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you very much for sharing. A two-hour meeting with Kristi Noem amid backlash to Minneapolis shooting, but not including Miller, the guy who's been directing the Department of Homeland Security. That is very interesting. That is very, very, very interesting. Nearly 2 hours, too. Jesus. The meeting came after Ms. Noem requested to see the president. The people said, speaking on the condition of anonymity to discuss a private meeting, and it was prompted by Kristi Noem. She must be worried she's on the way out. What else would explain that? Kristi Noem kept information from the president and lied to the public in an effort to keep, like, the, you know, the infinite murder spree going. But then there were political consequences that have come back to hurt Trump considerably, you know. If I recall correctly, I saw some post on Twitter where a White House insider said people in the admin are getting sick of Miller because he's too blatantly evil. It's making him a liability. Yes. But keep in mind that Miller also drives the momentum behind this administration. The Department of Homeland Security isn't just their little private army of enforcers. They are the will of the MAGA movement, you know? Everything else they do, Venezuela, potentially Cuba, the tariffs, all of that is ancillary, you know? It's secondary stuff. The most important thing for them in terms of their movement and its long-term goals is white nationalism, you know? That is the heart of the movement. It's its vitality. If they give up on that, if they have to make concessions on that, that's pretty much it. Trump's been a lame duck president, but in his, like, dying breaths, he can still hurt the country. This would severely limit his ability to do that. Trump can't fire his cabinet members. He's terrified after the first admin. The only thing that matters to Trump is loyalty. He can sideline them, yes. Susie Wiles, Carolyn Leavitt, Stephen Chung. Stephen Miller was not part of the meeting. That is so interesting. I wonder if that's because he wasn't invited, or if because he chose an excuse to not be there. Wait, Vosh, he legally can't or he won't? No, he could if he wanted to, but he won't because Trump's number one fear is being surrounded by competent technocrats who will limit his power. That's the reason why all the people he surrounded himself with now, the only criteria for their membership in his cabinet is being loyal to him, you know? Because Trump is still angry about the fact that during his first term, he was hampered considerably by the fact that his cabinet was full of Republican neocons who, you know, just ignored him. That's what they did. Basically, everyone from Trump's first cabinet came out afterwards and said, the only reason the country didn't die during Trump's first term is because we just ignored him. He would say stuff during cabinet meetings, and we would go, brilliant idea, Mr. President. And then we would write it down, and then we would toss it in a bin and not do what he said. And it was like that for 4 years. But he could just find other crazies? Not as many as you might think. I think it's time to pull out of Minnesota. That battle is lost, a Border Patrol agent said in a private chat I obtained. Ken's been interviewing a bunch of Border Patrol agents and, you know, getting disclosed information from them. It's just looking so bad on the inside. The brand new agents are idiots, an experienced agent assigned to Homeland Security Investigations told me. Same sentiment was echoed by virtually everyone I talked to, with several conveying the view that Pretty's death was the fault of some skittish young recruit who panicked when he heard the word gun, if that's what happened. Even one of the new ICE recruits agreed with the experienced agent's low assessment of the Trump freshman class. A lot of the guys, he said, referring to the new ICE recruits he worked alongside, are honestly pretty sketchy. The new ICE agent continued, I thought federal agents were supposed to be clean-cut, but some of them pass around a flask as we're watching a suspect. Observing as well that the new guys, quote, have some weird tattoos. These tattoos, I'm told, are symbolic of the fact that the new recruits tend to be more ideologically motivated than those of the past. Last I heard, says one ICE officer, the FBI didn't want to help us out much anymore, especially in Minneapolis, due to the bad press. I'm so happy that Kash Patel is the FBI director. We're not going to help you with your fascist crackdown that is like the zenith of the entire movement that you've been building for a decade now, because I wouldn't know what to tweet afterwards. Why on earth would the FBI care about optics? Jesus Christ. Do you think we'll see mass ICE quitting? We already have. They've lost a lot of their people. They just have. The reason we don't see it in their numbers is because they keep burning through new recruits and volunteers. They're pulling people from other departments. They're paying a ton of overtime. Like, they're trying as best as they can to keep their numbers up, but a lot of people have left. Minneapolis is their Stalingrad. A lot of people are freaking out. One ICE agent told me agents are getting seriously paranoid, afraid of being targeted by retaliators. Several agents described receiving briefings about retaliatory threats to ICE inspired by the Minneapolis shooting. Guys take it really serious, like we're fighting insurgents, as if Minneapolis is Baghdad, an ICE officer said. This is a no-win situation for agents on the ground or immigration enforcement overall, a Border Patrol agent said in a private chat shared with me. He closed on a plaintive note. I think it's time to pull out of Minnesota. That battle is lost. This, a senior ICE official, I said, about the shooting of Pretty. Did you hear the latest cope that the killing of Pretty wasn't even ICE, it was CBP or CPB, so we were all dumb for doing that? Who the fuck cares? What? They're all being, like, rallied under the same banner. Also, I want to abolish Border Patrol as well. Like, not just ICE. Like, obviously we have to get rid of ICE, but Border Patrol, they're all the same. Like, yeah, Bovino is Border Patrol. Functionally, they're all operating as the same agency right now. Basically, everyone under the DHS mantle is being mobilized collectively as part of this operation. FEMA too. I guarantee you they are pulling people from FEMA. 100%. Retired four-star general and former head of SOCOM, these nuts, replied to multiple Trump admin official tweets with a freeze frame of ICE agents pointing a gun at Alex Pretty's head. God damn, that's funny. This is where we're at. That image is AI altered. Did the image give him like a worse hairline? The kneeling guy has no head? That probably wouldn't be an issue for ICE recruitment standards these days. Not really relevant to the point. More interesting that a retired four-star general would engage in this kind of behavior. What have you been up to? He really has been quiet, man. You'd think if anything, Miller would be super, super, super loud right now. He posted, yeah, here, January 25th, right, but then quiet starting the 26th. And now on the 27th, 2 hours ago, it's just about a court hearing. Miller is normally posting through it no matter what happens. Again, I guarantee you that like the line here, the hope from Miller and from J.D. Vance and from Noam and all these people was that Trump wouldn't notice what was going on. Guarantee it. Easiest guarantee in the world. And as soon as Trump found out, like, hey, our freak neo-Nazi admin members are running around tanking our popularity, you know, for essentially no reason, they pulled back. J.D. Vance posted posts nonstop. Look at this. Here's him posting about how Alex Pretty had a gun and therefore deserved to die. Level of engineered chaos is unique to Minneapolis. This is January 24th. January 25th, here's saying, you know, hey, don't pay attention to the fact that we just executed a man on the street for no reason. Did you know that one time people were mean to us while we were trying to have dinner over there in Minneapolis, the city we're sieging with Nazis? And then on 26th, a no text like screenshot post of Trump saying he's sending Tom Homan over with, you know, the implicit acknowledgement that Greg Bovino is being recalled and sent to the wood chipper. 20 hours ago, so yesterday, illegal aliens voting, da-di-da. And then 30 minutes, and it's a post in the Holocaust. Today, remember, millions of lives lost during the Holocaust, da-da-da, right, you know. Scheduled that one a while ago. Just seething. Again, you see the same thing. They stopped talking about Alex Pretty in Minnesota as soon as Trump became aware of what was happening. At that point on January 26th, they backed off. Anyway, I think this is actually the first time, this is the first time that I can think of at least, that the administration has taken the L on a subject this publicly. Like, there's this much obvious internal embarrassment and like reshuffling, you know, as they try to assign blame or correct their optics or whatever. I wonder if Trump feels embittered at all. Like, I wonder if Trump is aware of the fact that there is a coordinated effort to keep info from him, or if they've like massaged the subject over and they're like, yeah, it won't happen again, boss. Pope Leo's top US ally calls in Congress to defund ICE. I'm sure J.D. Vance will listen post haste.